I stuck my nose in his face. Unfortunately, nobody will ever know that it was your idea. Too bad you were dumb enough to give me the whole formula.
But Hanky...
Don't you get it, Pete? You came here to spy on us, but I turned the tablecloth on you. I spied on you, and I've just stolen your secret calculations.
But Hanky...
You walked right into my trap, Pete. How dumb is that, huh? Now run along, kitty. Go chase your tail. Go catch a mouse. I've got important work to do, and I won't be needing you anymore. Scat!
But Hanky...
He didn't leave, so I gave him a little barking program we call air horns. I love doing that to cats. You give them your deepest, loudest bark, see? And point it at their ears. If you do it just right, it'll blow them right out of their tracks. You should have seen him. It blew him out of his tracks and sent him rolling. And to make it even more delicious and exciting, he hissed and yowled, which was like music to my wicked ears. And then the little pest went scampering off into the shadows, out of my hair and out of my life. What a glorious moment that was for the security division. Not only had we humbled a cat who needed humbling, but we had broken up his spy ring and had intercepted secret information that was vital to our ranchinal security. What a deal, huh? You bet. I could hardly wait to see Drover's reaction. No doubt he would be... Where was he? Drover? Drover? I ran through the office searching every corner and cranny for... Okay, he was curled up on his gunny sack bed, and would you care to guess what he was doing? Sleeping. I had just pulled off the most important espionage triumph of the year, and the little mutt had slept through the whole thing. I stood over his bed for a moment, looking down at his twitching carcass and listening to his usual orchestra of weird sounds. Squeaks, yips, moans, honks. It's amazing, all the different sounds he makes in his sleep. But I didn't have time to marvel at the full glory of his weirdness. I had a job to do, an extremely important job. I glanced up at the sky. It was still there, but I could see that it was beginning to, well, crack and crumble. Yes, daylight was coming, and the cracks were very plain and obvious, and unless I initiated the anti-sky falling program, the entire ranch would be destroyed and buried under something. We weren't entirely sure what kinds of material would fall from a falling sky, but we knew that it would be a catastrophe of unsnickable proportions. And so, without another moment's delay, I leaped into my rocket dog suit, hit the go button, and went streaking up the hill to Sally Mae's car, which was parked in the gravel drive beside the yard gate. Did I get there in time to save the ranch? Was I able to reverse the terrible gravitational forces that were pulling and tugging on the sky and causing it to crumble before my very eyes? Would Rocket Dog be able to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory? Pretty scary, huh? You bet. I hope you'll stay with me on this deal. I can't reveal any answers at this point in the story, but I will say this. I was beginning to see the light at the end of the turnip.